Hello, everyone. Welcome back to CGSF 90.1 FM, and I'm your host for the open mic slot here. And it's 1 p.m. on a Wednesday, a very interesting time to be present and talking. And before I delve into and introduce you guys to our amazing guest for the show, I would like to acknowledge that the studio where I am broadcasting from is located on the unceded ancestral territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh nations. My apologies, and I have with me a very amazing guest who has agreed to volunteer her time with us, and it's Samia. So hi, and introduce yourself, please.
Hi, I am so excited to be here. I am Samia, and I am a student in Simon Fraser University, majoring in criminology and minoring in legal studies. I am super excited to be here today.
And also, I don't think I said my own name. So my name is Pranjali. And yeah, you guys, if you listen to the slot of the day, you probably know that it's a slot for just me randomly picking topics that I like and just like talking about it. But I'm so glad that I have someone else to talk to today. So thank you so much once again. And before we talk about like the final season and what's happening in our lives sort of things, I wanted to play a music which Samia selected, which is called, apologies in advance if I say the name incorrectly, it's Kofi Hizir Se Adita Aaj Aur Nahi by Mana Day and Super Nakanti Ghosh. Yeah, let's listen to that.
সব যে সুখে আছে শুনেছি তো লাখপতি স্বামীদার হিরে আর জহরতে আগা গোড়া মোড়া সে গাড়ি বাড়ি সব কিছু দামিদার আট কলেজের ছেলে নিখিলের সান্নাল বিজ্ঞাপনের ছবি আঁকতো আর চোখ ভরা কথা নিয়ে নির্বাক শ্রোতা হয়ে ডিসুজাটা বসে শুধু থাকতো কফি হাউসের সেই আড্ডাটা আর রে তারা
একটা টেবিলে সেই তিন চার ঘন্টা চার মিনার ঠোঁটে জ্বলত, কখনো বিষ্ণু দে কখনো যামিনী রায় এই নিয়ে তর্কটা চলত। রোদ ঝড় বৃষ্টিতে যেখানে যে থাকুক কাজ সেরে ঠিক এসে জুটতাম, চারটেতে শুরু করে জমিয়ে আড্ডা মেরে সাড়ে সাতটায় ঠিক উঠতাম কফি হাউসের সেই আড্ডাটা আগার নেই আগার নেই।
Thank you so much for sharing the song with us today, Samia. And if you can like talk a little bit about the song and why you chose it.
It's basically the song is a very famous Bengali song. And as I'm from Bangladesh, I really relate to it. It's about a friend group and it's about a person, the singer, reminiscing about the same friend group, the same place, just 15 years later, and just reflecting on how things has changed. And I think it, I relate a lot to it because since moving to Canada, I can feel it's very hard to recognize myself. I feel like a lot has changed. I have matured a lot over time. And so this is my go-to song right now.
That is so sweet. I don't know if I told you before, but like I come from India, so like I also sort of feel that whenever you move to like a different country to like pursue any sort of like passion or interest or like even studies, you like leave behind your family and then you come here. So it's a whole transition, but I think it's part of the journey and it's so much fun because I know at the beginning it's not fun because you're struggling to find a place to live. What and where do you get the groceries and like how do you get to the places? So there's a lot happening in the first 2 months, and I actually came right after the pandemic ended, so it was like a very crazy time to be here because the restrictions were lifted. And I don't know when you came here, but like for me, I came in October of 2022, and the international travel ban was still there, but like you had like special flights and all those things happening. So my flight like got canceled and delayed for like at least like 3 times. And even the one that I came from, even the one that I flew in, I wasn't sure if I was going to take that flight. So like there was a whole lot of chaos in there. But I think sun shines brighter after the storm. So yeah, I guess that is an interesting part. But yeah, tell me more about how your life has been. I know spring is finally here. It's not dark at 7 p.m. anymore. Yeah, how's life?
It's definitely not, the winter blues are gone. It's definitely a lot nicer to walk out of work and actually see the sun. And the weather has been pretty good the last couple of days, and I'm really enjoying it. So I'm just trying to take the bus, just walking whenever, and it's been very nice.
Yeah, for sure. And it's also very confusing in terms of what you should be wearing. Like, I don't understand. Like, am I supposed to wear like a jacket or like a hoodie or like a sweatshirt? What am I supposed to wear in this weather? Like, it's so confusing because like if you take a jacket or something, you start sweating. But if you remove it, it's too cold. So it's like the weird weather. That is why like I have different pieces of clothes just in case it gets too cold in the evening. Then I have like a shawl or like, you know, wrap around or a muffler with me. But I also have a shirt which is very thin, which is made of cotton in case it gets too hot and I have to like wear something underneath my sweatshirt. So like all sorts of confusion. And but it's amazing actually. I was out with my friend yesterday and we have like a 7:30 p.m. class together. And since January, whenever we went home, it was obviously dark. But like for the first time yesterday, it was like there was sun literally at 7. So we were so happy to just see that. even though we had like an assignment due on the same day, but like we had like some good food outside and it was fun. But how are your assignments? How is the school life going?
Oh, it's been very hectic lately.
Yeah.
I'm taking 3 courses this semester, and one of them is 4 credits, so it's a lot of workload. But I didn't know there would be so much writing. My degree is like entirely about writing and reading, but I didn't know it would be so consistent in writing. I was just, before I dropped in here, I was just like editing a 12-page sociology and criminology essay, and it was pretty difficult. I was just almost napping and then waking up and doing it again.
No, yeah, I feel like proofreading and editing is the process that takes the longest for me. Like writing something and like putting the ideas is not that big of a deal for me, but like proofreading, like I just get so tired. That's why like I always have at least one person who I show my writing to, because I have this great ideas in my brain, and when I talk to the TA or the teacher, they're like, oh wow, your paper would be so great, I know you're talking so well about the issue. But like what things I say and what things I write are different. So how to bring those two things together comes in from editing, because yeah, and in communications it is a lot of writing. Like I am a communications major and international studies minor, which means like I have to read a lot of policy papers and like read a lot of scholarly articles. Like it's too much, and I'm almost close to the finish line, I guess. I have 3 more semesters, which means 1 year left, which doesn't look like too much, but I am starting to feel sad, and I feel that, oh no, I won't be able to, you know, sleep in my classes and lectures anymore. Which is kind of nice, like you can sleep in at home, but like I enjoy like the background of my professors talking about something and I'm like falling asleep. It's like, I really miss, or I would really miss my school life, because I really enjoy studying, I really enjoy learning, and I want to keep continuing that, but I don't want to do my master's because then it's more reading and writing.
That makes a lot of sense. My sister is graduating this semester, and every time someone says, are you going to miss your classes? Are you going to miss university? She's in denial. She's like, I'm going to be studying in the library anyways.
Yeah.
And it's university life is very different than I thought it would be, but it's like different in all the good ways.
Exactly. I'm so influenced by like pop culture and like whatever is shown in movies and stuff. I thought it is going to be a crazy life, but it is not. I'm so glad about that. Like at least I've chosen friends who are not as crazy as they show in the movies. So yeah, I think I'm lucky in that. Because yeah, for me, like I tend to become like the people I surround myself with. I'm really like a people pleaser, and like I have this tendency that my personality would depend on the person that I'm talking to. So I really need to make sure that I'm keeping a good company. It is very important for me. Otherwise, like I could be derailed so quickly. So that is why I have this, whenever I call someone a friend, that is a very conscious choice that I make. I like try to think, and I'm like, okay, what is happening? And how is the person gonna help me grow, sort of situation. I don't always do that, but like at some point I'm like, you know, thinking about it and making conscious decisions, meaningful decisions, I feel like. Yeah, because in universities you have such big classes, and it's easy and tough at the same time to make friends, but then it really depends on person to person. Yeah,
it does. I would totally agree with that. It's very important to surround yourself with the right crowd, because it's these friends, I feel like, that we're going to keep down the road. And that's very important that you connect with them on a different level.
Yeah, for sure. I think SFU is different in the sense that we don't have like as many frat parties as we would have had if you were in the United States. So, but it really depends on the person. So if you're into that, that's good. But if you're into, I don't know, a reading club or something, that is good too, right? So you don't have to be cool in some set standard way. You could be cool in your own way, which is why I love reading books. I love the idea of reading books. I don't love to read books because I don't have patience to go through the whole chapter. So yeah, it's a struggle to finish a book. It's a struggle, but I like the idea and I really admire and like the people who love the idea of reading. So yeah, that is me. But I feel like I'm a person who really like connects and loves to talk. So like I have a very big variety of like friend group. Like it's very different. It can range from like someone I met like an economics conference or something, from like an SFU athlete club member or something. Like I have a very varied group of friends. But then yeah, I think I make choices very consciously though. Yeah.
And that's very important. And I definitely agree about, yeah, the reading books take patience. I was a huge book nerd. I was a huge bookworm when I was back home. But here, I find it very difficult to accommodate reading books because it's a time-consuming procedure. So I don't really get to read as much books as I want to. But
well, we are justified in a way that we read a lot in our majors, right?
Yes.
I don't want to read anymore. Like, I'm tired. And like one of my friends was like, this is like an audio book. So like, you know, the book, not audiobook in its sense, but like it has like a video to watch. I was like, I am so tired and I'm not going to. And I really appreciate you suggesting this, but no. Respectfully, no. I'm not taking that. Because I am, I think, in that point of my major where I have mostly taken all of the courses that are good. So I'm really left with leftover courses that I have to take. So I'm so tired by that. But I am doing a project-based class this semester, which is based on how you communicate about climate change. So you get to like put together a documentary or, you know, a podcast or some sort of media where you tell or discuss or showcase how we should talk about climate change, which is a very, very interesting. And that is what my undergrad research really looks at. And I worked as a research assistant. So that is the sort of area that I want to continue studying in. Other than that, one of my courses has the typical 15 to 20 pages article. It is actually a very good course. It is called Russia's Foreign and Security Policy. So you really get to talk about one specific issue within Russia's foreign policy. And I think I will be looking at its Arctic policy. So we have a big territory in Arctic, which is very rich in minerals and resources. And it is sort of up for grabs because people have not paid attention to the area much because it was already like very frozen during most parts of the year. But because of climate changing, now like the ice is melting and so the minerals are coming back to the surface, sort of. So its extraction has become a bit more easier. Now the question is, if you are extracting more, so you're hurting the climate more, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like people don't, or governments don't understand that. So they still want to go and continue extracting those. And there's like a territorial dispute on who has the power to, you know, sort of mine in those areas and so on and so forth. So yeah, I'm looking at that in the paper. And the third class is again a paper which is on how do we and how should we think about technologies of the future. So what sort of techno futures do we imagine and why? So yeah, that's my course load for the semester. What about you?
That actually sounds very interesting. My sister's doing a joint major in political science and international relations.
Nice.
So she talks a lot about these, and I have grown really interested in listening to them.
Yeah?
Yeah. I am taking three courses, as I said, and one of them is sociology. And that kind of deviates from what I usually take because I've mostly taken psychology, philosophy, and criminology courses. But it was a requirement, and I really ended up liking it. I'm writing, we just finished writing some papers on it, and we're doing some projects on it as well. But the current project I'm working on right now is the 12-page essay, and it's basically on, it's for a criminology course, and it's basically on, I'm writing my paper on the focusing and advocating about police mental health and well-being. So because they have professions which are very demanding and trauma-inducing, it's very important to actually see that the protectors of our community are stable and mentally doing well. So I've just been rambling on about that in my paper.
Mm-hmm.
And I have another paper coming up. I have still yet to choose a topic about that, but I think I'm going to go for the comparisons between restorative justice and authoritarian justice. So yeah, I'm pretty excited to write about
that. That is super cool. And are they like 200 level classes? So
one of them is 100 level class, and the other is a 200 level class. Yes.
For the first one, I think is for the first paper on mental well-being of the police forces. Was there something that you found particularly interesting, or something that people may normally know but they don't really know much about? Was there something that you found interesting?
Yes, there actually was. It was mainly that the amount of people, the amount of police officers that do not seek mental health services and do not seek external help to just keep their character and just the assertiveness, it's insane. But I think there was this fact that more police officers have died by taking their own lives than on actually duty. And it was very surprising to me because they lead very risky lives. But at the end of the day, it's their mind that's haunting them. I found it very interesting and very haunting as well. So I focused a lot on suggesting intervention strategies to maybe help them out.
Mm-hmm. And I think that is very important to talk about because as we know and we have come to this realization that mental health is such an important aspect of our overall health and well-being, then why not talk about other professions? Because these people are on the front line and they are at risk if they don't like reach out and they don't have services which they can access to. So I'm really looking forward to, you know, seeing your paper. Maybe you present it at some conference or something. So yeah, that is actually where my sort of my interest in research started, because I wrote a paper in a class and then I talked about it in a research conference, which was like an undergrad conference, so it's not like too much pressure to be really good at it, but like it's a good experience because you can talk about something that you wrote and put so much effort into. So it's really like a very good feeling when you can talk about your own work. So maybe sometime I see you presenting at some conference.
I would definitely say it's definitely amazing to see, to present your own work in front of a bunch of people.
Yeah.
I used to write poetry a lot when I was back home. I do still, but it's been a bit of a rough patch, a writer's block here. But I had to recite one of my poems on mental health in front of like the entire school, and it was very nerve-wracking, but I was elated. It was amazing. It was a really good experience.
No, yeah, I think the blood rush that comes and like the adrenaline rush, I would say, not blood rush, the adrenaline rush that we get from getting on the stage is something that I really like, and that is the reason that I am so interested in public speaking and, you know, talking through a mic or maybe talking to a bunch of people. I just love that. But I think one of the problems, or like one of the things that I noticed with academia and research in general, is that we have all these cool concepts and we have all these cool innovations and ideas, and we are unable to communicate those to the public. So for example, if I just like randomly pick the idea of climate change, for so long scientists have known that this is happening and this is gonna worse with time. But how do we communicate? How do we talk about that with normal public who does not understand what methane gas does to us, what carbon dioxide is, what is ozone? I think that is a part of the problem that we are not able to communicate. That is why I think it is so important for different departments to come together and do research. So it should not be just science doing the work, but it should be communications and science coming together, thinking as to what we can do. Because I find it a little bit selfish that, you know, we are doing this research and we are getting published and we're getting paid for that. But do you really want to see the effect? You really want to see the effect of your research and your interest reach the public? You want to help them. I think that is the sort of positionality that I bring with myself. That is why I want to be able to, you know, communicate and tell to people what I'm working on, because that is, ideas are fascinating to me. If you're a human being who can teach me something, that's the best thing. Like, I am such an avid learner. I always want to learn. So if you can like teach me one or two cool concepts, I would just be, yeah, so I don't know, in love with you or something. But like, I just like this idea of learning ideas and knowledge sharing. I think that is such a good endeavor that humans have. We can share knowledge and we can talk about it.
Yeah, I think that's a major difference from high school to university, because in high school I was studying science. I wasn't really into it. I was just memorizing the periodic table, and it was very nerve-wracking. It wasn't what I was interested in. But I think I took one law seminar and it changed my life. I just sitting in the workshop, I knew what I wanted to be, what I wanted to do. And after coming to Canada, my parents were very supportive about it. They were like, you pursue your dreams. And I took all the courses. I never took courses that were GPA boosters. I was really eager to learn more, even if the courses were like hard. And there was this course I took in my first semester. It was the Canadian Constitution, and the professor was a very strict grader, and everyone told me to not take it, to wait till SFU to take it. But I was really interested, and the professor was he worked in the law department before, and he was a member of, I think he was a member of one of the policymakers, and so I really wanted to one-on-one learn from him. And it was difficult. I failed my first midterm, but everything was good and I pulled through. But I think it was one of my, I've been waiting to take another course for him, a course with him, but I'm pretty excited to do that.
I would say for me, my academic journey has been very sort of different, in the sense that I really loved physics. I really loved chemistry. Like, I was in love with them. But from the very early childhood, as far as I can remember even, is that I always liked this idea of going and speaking on the mic. The oldest laptop at our home, which is still alive, if I were to say that, is alive. I saw some videos of me self-recording my own, like, I was doing like a weather forecasting. I was hosting like a competition because I have two siblings. So they were like, one was reciting, you know, a nursery poem.